Sweet 98.5, Nikki and Spicoli's top teacher.
Sweet 98.5, Nikki and Spicoli mornings, talking to this week's top teacher, Megan DeBow, Fire Ridge Elementary.
You teach 22 second graders?
Yes.
Every day?
Every day.
That's a lot of energy.
It is, definitely at this time of the year, because they're pumped for summer. I'm anxious for it. They're anxious for it. It creates a very interesting combination.
Everyone starts feeling it about this time of year.
Yes.
For sure. How do you rein all of that in?
Classroom management.
What is that? Because I could probably use some of that at home.
Do they teach that in school?
No, believe it or not. I remember being in my undergrad doing it, and the teachers, the professors talking about how this is like really important to come up with a classroom management plan, but you really can't do it until you are in charge of your own room. And it's all down to experience.
I believe they call that baptism by fire.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. It's changed several times throughout the year, and it's always different with each group of kids you have.
No two classrooms are the same, like teaching all of these different students. What's your favorite part about teaching second grade?
They are still at that age where they love school. They love coming. They love learning. They haven't reached that age where it's like, I don't want to go to school yet. And I just love watching them come through the door in the morning with a smile on their face, ready to go. And I just love watching their growth from the fall to the spring. We're doing kind of like our end of the year testing now, and just looking at how much growth they've made, it just absolutely blows my mind.
And that's credit to you, because you're teaching them in a way that they can connect to it, and they're able to do it and ask you the questions. So that's why you're a top teacher. One of the many reasons.
Fabulous. I'm glad.
The nomination was so special that came in. The person who nominated you said that you knew that their daughter needed a little bit of extra TLC when she was in second grade, and you took her under her wing, and you took her strong personality. The second grader, sometimes I have a daughter, and she is very strong personality. She will be a great leader one day, and knew that needed to be in control of the situation and the personality, and you made that a strength. How did you do that?
I would say that that's kind of my personality as well. I could definitely tell I have a lot of natural born leaders, usually firstborn, boy or girl. They show those characteristics, and I just took that to benefit her. If I needed some help with something, with another student, or if I saw she could be a leader somewhere, I just put her in that position, and she took over. She just shines bright being able to help others and just putting her in that leadership position. And she still is to this day.
That's incredible. So you see what others could possibly see or view as problematic or tough to deal with. You're like, oh, I know exactly what to do with this person.
Yes, exactly.
That's incredible. Well, the person who nominated you said you are the epitome of a top teacher.
Megan, you're the kind of teacher that we're looking for on Nikki and Spicoli Mornings, along with Huntington Learning Center, recognizing teachers and educators in the Omaha area who are working so hard to educate and keep life normal for the kiddos with the Top Teacher Award. You're taking home $100 cash, school supplies, teacher lounge, treats, and embroidered jacket from DiGiorgio's and more. Congratulations, top teacher.
Thank you so much.
Turn your favorite teacher into a top teacher. Nominate them now at sweet985.com to win cash, school supplies, and more. From Huntington Learning Center and Ronald McDonald House, Nikki and Spicoli Mornings and Sweet 98.5.